you choose the name, or JW chooses the name, Ionic. Ionic. What is the origin of that? What do you mean by that? Is your eyes, well, is it your eyes viewing, or the I am of you translating to us?
Actually, we didn't name ourselves. That was developed by Carolyn and Bob.
Aha. Uh-huh.
They were in the conversation, and it was great fun because of the larger dynamic of figuring the name. There, you could be called any name. I mean, the name doesn't matter. It's just how they know who you are. That's all it's for. We could just be non-physical and call it a day. You see, it's all relative. But it was, the dynamic was opened up from the definition of how an ion is an outside particulate field of the nucleus of a cellular structure with a proton and an ion. Well, then the field in which those play is ionic. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
got it. Okay.
Ionic then becomes a play. And then, of course, then you could have a, it would certainly fit on an app on your iPod. You could have an ion app as well, because it is, notice it's a little I and then capital O-N. The little I means that in non-physical, we're not the name of the game. We're the least, because we have no contrast, you see, James. So there's no creation. And as there's no creation, then we have no reason to create, because everything is already good.
Got it.
Meaning it's all there. So ion in the how ionic, and if you want to call it a movement, you can. We run from stereotypical places. You see, there used to be a time in the Christian faith where folks that didn't fit into any denomination, like a Catholic or a Baptist or a Methodist or a Lutheran or pick your poison, they didn't fit, so they joined the evangelical movement. They became non-denominational. Well, guess what? It was a very short window of time that a lot of people thought, well, that's great. I don't fit anywhere else, so I'll go there and I'll be non-denominational. Well, guess what? It was just a few minutes till now non-denominational became a denomination. So the very thing they were trying to get out of, now you're a member of the non-denominational church.
So you get stereotyped, like, well, no matter what.
That's about as much fun as a stick in the eye. We created this to get away from it, and then they put us all in that box, so then there was more than two of us, so we became our own denomination, which is the very thing we were trying to get away from the first time, or the last time, or the next time. So what you call us really doesn't make any difference whatsoever. It works very good, and we like the name. If you have a better name, we'll probably answer. It's not there's no tactility in what we're called. That's the nice way to say it.
Ion, let me tell you the rest of the story, or tell the people the rest of the story.
Oh, the Paul Harvey version.
Yeah, for Americans, Paul Harvey was like a commentator like Rush Limbaugh. I think he transitioned. All right. If one goes back in the archives, you will hear on April 15th, I brought on a friend, a colleague called Ian. And we were not telling anybody it was Ion at that point. But it began with Ian. And there are two shows in the archives, I think the second one's in July, with Ian, but it was actually Ion. But we'd only been interacting with Ion for less than a month. But in the first couple of days, I thought that what was coming through JW was the Evergreens, channeled by Michael Blake Reed, and that stopped in 2004, in October, November. And I wondered if they could come back. So I thought that, but that wasn't what was happening. It wasn't the Evergreens. And so Carol and I were trying to figure out a name. So we asked this whatever we were talking to, the non-physical, what would you call yourself? And Ion quoted Moses, said, I am. He said, I am. That's what Moses said to the people when he came down from the mountain. Definition of God, I am. So we thought, well, let's personalize this. So we changed it to Ian. Well, within a day or so, we did a session talking to Ian. But soon after, I got an email. I didn't know it then. I got an email from Ion. And Ion said, maybe put in Ian, signed it Ian, but had a question mark and spelled it I-O-N, question mark. And I thought, whatever I was talking to, non-physical, I made a mistake and misspelled Ian and said Ion. So then I looked up Ion and saw it was a mythical figure. In Greek mythology, Ion was a god, I guess, who was raised by the priestesses of the Oracle of Delphi. And I thought, well, that's appropriate. Carol and I have interacted with many mediums through the years, so, and good mediums, real mediums, I would assume. And so we thought, well, we're raising Ion. So we agreed with the suggestion, which we thought was a mistake, to Ion. We then had a session with Ion, and Ion agreed to that name. So that's how Ion, that's the rest of the story about how Ion became the name.
The superfluous rest of the story, that's right.
And then we realized that there's Ions in most of our cell phones and iPods and iPhones today, and so it's a major component of the major medium of our time, the battery. And then there was the particular subatomic term ion, and there was a couple others, about four or five meanings of ion. So I thought it was great, comprehensive, and it was a pun almost.
Yes, and that's also another dynamic that you haven't achieved yet, but you're going to. Here you go. You haven't gotten here yet, but you're going to.
Good.
Just mark this down. Keep typing. The audience, keep typing. That's what's important. Keep typing. This is tweetable, so you can talk about this. The ionic field has everything to do with your hedron work with trying to create, produce antimatter. Now, you have antimatter. You just don't know it yet. And they've discovered a little of it, so therefore they've invented it, like the microwave radiation. But the field in which matter and antimatter is applied is in a tactile ionic field. So it also even comes more apropos as you continue on in your internal increase of your beingness, that it will fit in the larger dynamic as well.
Yeah, I like the phrase, we'll be developing not mind over matter, but mind over antimatter.
Correct. Correct. Because remember, time is money. Uh-oh, there is no money. Wait, there must not be any more time. Good.